And magic is the manipulation of nature?
Magic is a manipulation of energy and forces, and you are calling upon the elements, okay, in order to...
Well, that's nature, right? The elements? The sun, wind?
Yes. Earth,
moon.
Air, fire, water.
Moon?
Absolutely.
What is it about the moon?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, babe, the moon asserts an awful lot of influence over us. And the reason why, if you can picture the moon as a great receiver of all of the energies and vibrations of the other planets, and then as a transmitter, it transmits those energies and emotions and vibrations to the planet. And because it can affect all of us on many different levels, it can change our perception at times, especially during the full moon, because it works on the mind, it works on our feelings, on our behaviors, it works on our emotions.
It's true, Evelyn. It's true. I'm a talk show host. I'm in but one career where, trust me, we know when there's a full moon. Any talk show host knows when there's a full moon.
Well, you know there's an increase in crime. All you have to do is talk to law enforcement.
I know. Policemen will tell you it is true. In any career field at all where you deal with the public, absolutely people know there's something about a full moon, and it's not fake. It's absolutely real.
Well, check your ER hospitals.
Yeah?
All right. Even your insurance claims for accidents.
Yeah?
Even your animals can turn on you during a full moon.
Right.
So violence increases, crime increases, insanity happens, and that's why the lunacy, and that's why law enforcement, hospitals, and insurances dread the 13 full moons of the year.
Gee, you'd think they should issue alerts.
You know? Well, they do talk about it, but nobody really pays attention to how much the moon plays a part and influences on so many different levels.
Get a little note in the mail. Prudential would like you to know about the full coming moon and suggest that you stay home and watch some TV or something. I don't know. Maybe everybody has known about it for so long, but people sort of shrug as though, oh, well. And what else can they do, to be honest? I mean, you live life day to day, and you're going to have to go through these full moon periods. But what should people do when full moons come? Should they stay home and watch TV?
Well, what they should do is be very careful. Realize that their emotions are going to be infected, that they may very easily get into a confrontation, argument, only because they cannot control the emotions, the tides of the water within their system is being affected by the moon as it affects the tides of the ocean.
Uh-huh.
90% of us is water, honey.
So do something non-risky, or don't put yourself into a situation where you're going to get into a fight or a scrap with somebody, because it's going to be a lot worse during a full moon. I think ancients, you know, people long ago, Native Americans, others, have always understood this to be true and acted on it. Modern society tends to just go, pooey, that's a bunch of baloney. But the moon does affect us all, huh?
Yes, it does. And in ancient times, it was the sequence of the phases, meaning the waxing and the waning of the moon.
Yes.
That was attributed to loss and to gain, to fertility, as well as to planting. And moon worship is, I would say, connected to the changing of the form each month. It measures time. It signals the time of planting and harvesting of plants, especially for medicinal purposes as well as for magical. And, of course, legend has it, you know, that when the witches pass from the physical plane, where they go to rest is to the moon. The moon has always been the abode of the departed.
Uh-huh. Particularly the departed Paglinis.